Okay, so have you ever been rushing to a doctor's appointment, like already running behind, and you walk into the waiting room and it feels more like, I don't know, a tax preparation office than a place where you're supposed to relax and focus on healing?
Oh, yeah.
Charts everywhere, staff rushing around, phones ringing off the hook.
Yeah, you can just feel the tension.
Right. And it kind of makes you wonder what's going on behind the scenes.
Totally. It's like this hidden world of paperwork and billing codes and insurance forms.
It's easy to forget that behind every doctor's visit, there's this whole business machine that has to run smoothly for everything to work.
Absolutely. And for a brand new practice, just getting started, managing that business side can make or break the entire patient experience.
And that brings us to today's deep dive. We're taking a closer look at Jovina Health and Wellness Center, a new practice that just opened in Catonsville, Maryland, and their partnership with this company called Taylor Prime Solutions. Now, what's interesting about Jovina Health is that they're trying to do things a little differently.
Yeah, Jovina Health was founded by Nina Okpir. She's a board-certified nurse practitioner, and she had this vision of offering both primary care and mental health services all under one roof.
Wow.
So it's like this really holistic approach to healthcare, which is fantastic for patients, right?
Yeah, I mean, it makes so much sense to think about your physical and mental health as interconnected.
Exactly. But from a business perspective, it adds a whole other layer of complexity.
Right, because now you're dealing with different types of insurance, different billing codes, maybe even different regulations. So that's where Taylor Prime Solutions comes in.
So Taylor Prime is run by this woman named Diana Taylor. She's a real pro, over 20 years of experience in the healthcare industry.
Wow.
And her company specializes in what's called revenue cycle optimization for healthcare providers.
Okay, revenue cycle optimization. That sounds kind of complicated.
It is a bit of a mouthful. Basically, they handle all the financial stuff for healthcare practices. Things like submitting insurance claims, making sure those claims are coded correctly, chasing down payments, dealing with denials, all that fun stuff.
So basically, all the stuff that most doctors would rather not deal with.
Exactly. They want to focus on their patients, not on paperwork.
Right. And it seems like a perfect match, at least on the surface. Jovina Health gets to focus on providing that really unique, integrated approach to care. And Taylor Prime takes care of the financial headaches. But as always, we like to dig a little deeper here on the deep dive. So let's take a closer look at what this partnership really means, both for Jovina Health and for the patients they serve.
And what's interesting is that this isn't just about Jovina Health saving time and money, although that's definitely a huge part of it.
Right.
But the article we're looking at highlights a detail that I think is really telling.
Okay, what's that?
Taylor Prime Solutions is fully insured by Hiscox Insurance, and Hiscox, they specialize in covering healthcare businesses.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just any insurance company, it's one that really understands the specific risks that healthcare providers face.
Exactly.
So what does that tell us?
Well, to me, it signals a really high level of financial stability, which is absolutely crucial for any healthcare practice, but especially for a young one like Jovina.
That makes sense. When you're just starting out, you don't have that same kind of financial cushion that a larger, more established practice might have.
Exactly. So having this specialized insurance in place, it's like having a safety net.
Yeah, it protects them from those unexpected financial hits that could potentially derail the whole practice.
Right. Think about it. Healthcare lawsuits are unfortunately a reality.
Yeah, that's true.
And even a single lawsuit could be financially devastating for a small practice. But with this insurance, Jovina Health has that peace of mind knowing that they're covered.
Yeah, and that peace of mind allows them to focus on what really matters, which is taking care of their patients.
Exactly. It's like having that car insurance so you can relax and enjoy the ride.
I love that analogy.
Because, you know, if something unexpected happens, you're protected.
Right. It takes away that fear of the what if, which I think is so important, especially in healthcare.
Absolutely. And this kind of financial security, it's not just good for Jovina, it's good for their patients too.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Because it allows Jovina to focus on growth and expansion.
Right. They can invest in new equipment, hire more staff, maybe even expand their services.
Exactly. And all of that ultimately benefits the patients.
Okay, so we talked about revenue cycle optimization,
Yeah.
but I gotta be honest, I'm still not 100% sure I understand what it really means.
Eh.
It sounds important, but it also sounds kind of, I don't know, jargony.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those industry terms that can be a little opaque.
So, in plain English, what does it actually entail?
Okay, so imagine it like this. Every time a patient interacts with the healthcare system, there's a financial transaction happening in the background. From the moment you schedule an appointment to the day you receive your bill, and hopefully pay it. There's a whole chain of events that needs to happen for that money to flow smoothly from the patient to the provider.
Okay, so it's like the financial lifeblood of the practice.
Exactly. And revenue cycle optimization is the art and science of making sure that lifeblood keeps flowing.
I like that. So instead of Jovina's team trying to figure out all the ins and outs of medical billing codes and insurance claims, they can rely on Taylor Prime's expertise to navigate that whole world for them.
Exactly. And that's where the real aha moment hits for me.
Okay, tell me more.
Because while this partnership might seem like it's all about spreadsheets and balance sheets, it ultimately circles back to you, the patient, and the quality of care you receive.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
We often forget that the business side of healthcare has a direct impact on the patient experience.
Exactly. And I think it's worth exploring that connection in more detail.
I agree. So how does a financially stable practice translate to a better experience for the patient?
Well, that's a really good question. And on the flip side, what are the potential downsides or trade-offs that we should be watching out for?
Okay, those are some really important questions, and I think we need to dive into those more after a quick break. I mean, it makes sense when you think about it. If the doctors and nurses are less stressed about the financial side of things, they're probably going to be more present and attentive with their patients.
Exactly. Imagine, like, instead of feeling rushed through your appointment, you actually feel like the doctor is listening to you, taking the time to answer your questions, maybe even just making eye contact and smiling.
Yeah, those little things can make a huge difference, especially when you're feeling vulnerable or anxious about your health.
Absolutely. And I think that's what often gets lost in these conversations about healthcare. We forget about the human element.
It's easy to get caught up in the logistics and the paperwork.
Right. But at the end of the day, healthcare is about people taking care of people.
Absolutely. So this partnership between Jovina and Taylor Prime seems to be putting that human element front and center, which is really refreshing to see. But you also raised a really important point before the break about the potential downsides of this kind of outsourcing arrangement.
Right, because we don't want to just assume that this is a win-win situation without considering the possible drawbacks.
Exactly. So from the patient's perspective, what are some things we should be watching out for?
Well, one concern that comes to mind is the potential for a disconnect between patient care and billing practices.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
So if Taylor Prime is handling all things financial for Jovina, is there a risk that financial considerations could sometimes override medical judgment?
Like, what happens if a patient needs a certain treatment, but their insurance company is being difficult about covering it?
Exactly. Or let's say a patient needs additional testing or follow-up appointments, but those might not be the most profitable options from a billing perspective.
That's a really good point. It highlights the importance of having really strong communication and shared values between Jovina and Taylor Prime. They need to be on the same page about prioritizing patient needs above all else.
Absolutely. And that actually brings us to one of the five key qualities that the article highlights as being essential to this partnership's success.
Okay, so let's hear them. What are these five qualities?
And get this, they're not just relevant to healthcare businesses. They're principles that can be applied to any kind of relationship.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So the first one is open communication.
Okay, that seems pretty straightforward, but I'm sure there's more to it than just like sending emails back and forth.
Right. The article really emphasizes that it's about more than just surface level chit chat.
So it's about really listening to each other, understanding each other's perspectives, and being willing to have those tough conversations when they're needed.
Exactly. And most importantly, it's about holding each other accountable.
Accountability, that's a big one.
Yeah, it's easy to make promises, but it's following through on those promises that really builds trust.
So how does that play out in the context of this partnership?
Well, the article mentions that Jovina and Taylor Prime have set up regular meetings. And these aren't just about sharing updates or going through the numbers. They're opportunities to really connect, to talk about any challenges that have come up, and to make sure everyone is on the same page.
So it's about building that foundation of trust and transparency so that if and when problems do arise, they can be addressed quickly and effectively.
Exactly. And it reminds me of that quote by George Bernard Shaw. He said, "The single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place."
Ooh, that's good. And so true. It's easy to assume that we're all on the same page, But without that conscious effort to communicate openly and honestly, misunderstandings are bound to happen.
Exactly. And those misunderstandings, they can fester and grow into much bigger problems down the line.
Whether you're talking about a business partnership or, let's be real, a relationship with a significant other.
Exactly. Communication is key.
Okay. So open communication, that's the first pillar of a successful partnership. What's the second?
The second one is accessibility.
Accessibility. Okay, I think I can see where this is going.
And the article gives a great example of this. They talk about how Taylor Prime assigned a dedicated account manager specifically to Jovina Health.
Okay, so instead of Jovina having to navigate through some complicated phone system or wait on hold forever, they have a direct line to someone who knows their business and can help them right away.
Exactly. It's like having a personal concierge for your healthcare business.
That's a great way to put it. I don't know about you, but even the thought of calling my insurance company gives me anxiety.
Oh, tell me about it.
You're stuck in that automated phone system limbo, pressing zero over and over again, just hoping to talk to an actual human being who can help you.
And half the time, you end up getting transferred to five different departments, none of whom seem to know what the other one is doing.
It's the worst. So having that direct access, that one point person who you can always reach, that can make a huge difference.
Right, because when you're dealing with something as important as healthcare, you don't want to be stuck in voicemail jail. Absolutely not. You need someone who's going to pick up the phone and say, hey, I got you. What do you need?
Exactly. Okay, so we've got open communication, we've got accessibility. What's the third pillar of a successful partnership, according to this article?
So the third one they highlight is flexibility.
Flexibility, okay. I feel like that's important in pretty much every aspect of life.
Right. Like, you can have the best plan in the world, but if you're not able to adapt when things change, you're going to run into trouble.
And in healthcare, I imagine things change all the time.
Oh, constantly. New regulations, new insurance policies. Not to mention the unexpected things that can happen with patients.
So how do Jovina and Taylor Prime build that flexibility into their partnership?
Well, their article mentions that they actually built contingencies into their agreement from the get-go.
Okay, so they were already thinking about what they would do if things didn't go exactly according to plan.
Exactly. They knew that there would be bumps in the road.
So what do those contingencies look like in practice?
Well, for Jovina, it could mean having the flexibility to work with a patient who's struggling financially.
Okay, so maybe they need to adjust their payment plan or something like that.
Exactly. Or let's say a patient needs a certain treatment, but their insurance company is giving them the runaround. Jovina needs to be able to advocate for their patient without having to worry about whether it's going to mess up their billing.
And on the flip side, Taylor Prime needs to be flexible enough to handle those curveballs too.
Right, so maybe they need to adjust their workflow to accommodate a new regulation. Or maybe they need to put in some extra work to fight a denial from an insurance company.
It's all about being able to roll with the punches and find solutions that work for everyone involved.
Exactly. Which, again, I think is just a good life lesson in general.
100%. All right, we're on a roll here. What's the fourth pillar?
The fourth one is mutual benefit.
Mutual benefit. Okay, that seems pretty self-explanatory.
Right. It means that both sides need to be getting something valuable out of the partnership.
But it's easy to say that. How do they actually ensure that it's happening?
So the article gives a really clear example of how this mutual benefit plays out.
Okay, I'm listening.
As Jovina Health grows and sees more patients, that translates into more business for Taylor Prime.
Right. More patients means more billing, more claims, more everything.
Exactly. So it's in Taylor Prime's best interest to help Jovina succeed.
And of course, Jovina benefits from having that financial stability and peace of mind. It's like they're both invested in each other's success.
Exactly. It creates this really positive feedback loop.
Okay, I love it. So we've got open communication, accessibility, flexibility, mutual benefit. What's the fifth and final pillar?
Last but not least, measurable results.
Measurable results. Okay, so what does that mean in this context?
It means that Jovina and Taylor Prime aren't just hoping for the best.
They're actually tracking their progress and making sure that the partnership is delivering on its promises.
Exactly. They're looking at things like revenue growth, how quickly claims are being processed, patient satisfaction scores.
Okay, so concrete data that shows whether or not the partnership is working.
Exactly. And that data-driven approach, it keeps everyone honest.
And it probably helps them to identify any areas where they need to improve.
Absolutely. It's about constantly evaluating and refining the partnership to make sure it's working as well as it can be.
I love that. Okay, so to recap, we've got the five pillars of a successful partnership. Open communication, accessibility, flexibility, mutual benefit, and measurable results. And what's so great about these pillars is that They can be applied to so many different areas of life, whether you're talking about a business partnership, a romantic relationship, or even just a friendship.
Exactly. They're really about building strong, healthy relationships, period.
Absolutely. And I think it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day of these relationships.
Right. We just go through the motions.
But taking the time to really think about these pillars, to assess whether or not they're present in our own lives, that can make a world of difference.
Couldn't agree more.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening. We've talked about the complex world of healthcare billing, the challenges faced by new practices, and the importance of finding the right partners to navigate those challenges.
And hopefully we've also given our listeners a few things to think about in terms of their own relationships.
Absolutely. The next time you're feeling frustrated or stuck in a rut, remember those five pillars: open communication, accessibility, flexibility, mutual benefit, and measurable results. They might just be the key to unlocking a more successful and fulfilling relationship.
I think that's a great note to end on.
I do too. So until next time, keep asking those tough questions. And remember, every deep dive is a chance to resurface with a fresh perspective.